Hey, it's your man KJ. We back. Dr. Sai, what you got for me this year?
You rocking with the village. Let's get it.
We back, y'all. 2017. It's your man KJ in the village. I got my man Sling. What's good, bro? How you living?
Living good, man.
That's what's up. That's what's up. How you living? Bruh, I'm blessed, man. That's all I'm going to say. Way up, I feel blessed.
That's a great feeling, man.
Man, it is, bro. It's a real good feeling, you know, especially when the missus comes in and she's like, yo, I got this connection for you, so... It's good, man. But before we jump into this show, man, you know, yeah, I'm thankful, man. Like, all you know, when you put all this work in, you know, you've been doing something for so long and you just been grinding and grinding and you don't think you get nowhere and then stuff like this happens. It's like, yeah, somebody's looking out for you. You know what I mean? Like, it's you know, someone's acting on your behalf, bruh. So, you know, I'm very grateful. I'm very happy that the opportunities are starting to come in. Because sometimes I kind of doubted myself, man. I'm like, man, am I really right to be doing this? And then, of course, you know, people, you know, when you at your lowest is when all of a sudden everything starts coming in. Like people telling you your podcast is garbage, this, that, and the third. And sometimes you start to listen, but then you get that one little bit, you know what I mean? That one little bit of ink, that one little bit, and it's like, you are okay. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man, you're okay. So, it's all about believing in your dream and what you want to accomplish, man.
That's it.
You know, there's always going to be those naysayers. There's always going to be those people that they see that, you know, okay, he's out here trying to do his thing. You know, what is this dude trying to do? You know? Like, but you're making a move that they're not making. You're doing something that's courageous and putting yourself out there, and you're doing it for the right reason. You're doing it. It's a great cause behind what you're doing. And I mean, to me, it's a win-win. That's the way I see it. And there's going to be people that don't get it and people that don't understand. It's going to be above some people, and that's just the way it is. I mean, they just don't get it. But there's going to be a lot of people that do get it, and those are the people that we're reaching out to, you know, I mean, and they see it. I mean, it's a slow thing because what we're doing is something that's serious. You know, if we're out here, you know, kind of BSing and playing around and doing some of this and trying to, you know, do what's I won't say it's morally right. Well, obviously it's not, but what's what everybody else is doing, you know, they're wasting time. You know, time is precious. And what we're doing is about capitalizing on time and moving forward.
Yes,
and
sir.
Bringing other people along too, and empowering people. This is all about empowerment.
That's
and nothing
it.
That they do, that they does, folks are doing is about empowerment. And what you're doing is about empowerment, Kevin.
And that's
a strong thing. And people can't feel. A lot of people can't feel it. And a lot of people are afraid of that. So you keep doing what you're doing, and I'm with you.
That's it, man. I appreciate you, dog. I appreciate you.
I appreciate you, bro.
No doubt, man. We're gonna make this journey together. It's gonna be crazy when it's all said and done.
Okay. Believe, man. Believe.
So let's jump into these topics, man. Let's jump into these topics.
Yeah.
Like, look, okay. So this first topic, bro, this first one kind of blew me away, man. Okay. So we all recall the young lady, the white female that was harassing her, black roommate. She was smearing, feces and using her toothbrush on urinals, all kinds of crazy stuff, right? From what we read. Do you remember this story, Slink?
Yeah, I remember.
I don't remember the young lady's name off the top of my head, but what I'm bringing all this up to say, the young lady that was, by all accounts, she could have been charged with a hate crime. She actually wasn't charged. You know, like, she kind of just walked away with all this. Mm-hmm. And I know if Angie was here right now, she'd be losing her mm-hmm. shit right now.
Yeah, she would. Yeah, she would.
So, yeah, man, this one, like, when I initially sent you guys the links, like, man, what did you think when you saw that? Was you just like, for real? Like, is this where we're at? Like, she actually, she was blatant with what she did, but she just walked away. Granted, she got kicked out of school. I mean, but that's the minimum to me.
Yeah,
you know, yeah, that's the minimum for that type of behavior.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't do stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just like, damn, like, what is it? What needs to happen? It's what I need to know. What needs to happen? Mm-hmm. Because that's obviously not, it wasn't enough. Whatever she did, it wasn't enough to go any further. You have her charged with a hate crime and things of that nature. So I'm gonna throw it to you, and I'm gonna get your thoughts mm-hmm. on it, man. Like, what did you think when I sent y'all this that story?
Yeah, when I first saw it, because I had heard of it before, and I kind of glanced into it and checked it out. It's been a while, but I just thought, like, hey, there we go again. Just another example, you know, of, you know, double standards. You know, and the things that we face as people of color, you know, and it's a crime. What occurred is a crime. I mean, there's no way of putting it. I mean, you know, it's a crime. I mean, that's something that what she did. A person should go to jail for that. I mean, the things you're doing that was really nasty and just. The grossest type thing, but those things are that causes harm to a person. That's stuff that you could take somebody up on charges on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and for somebody just to get a slap on their hand, you know, okay, people are like, oh yeah, you know, it's horrible. They can't, you know, got kicked out of school. I mean, people forget things. You know, she was in hell to the fire. So she'll be to get that opportunity again the way I see it. That she'll be in somebody else's school. She'll be pursuing whatever she wants to. And just moving on her merry little way while she's done damage to this person that's gonna be within this young lady.
Mm-hmm.
That young lady's gonna deal with this for probably the rest of her life.
Yeah.
This is a traumatic experience, and people don't understand it. Oh, it's whatever. It's traumatic. Imagine somebody doing that to you.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's a crime, man. That's what I just thought, like, straight up. Just like, you know what? You know, I hate seeing stuff like this because it's like, it just shows that people. I mean, it's the double standard of our society, man. You know, some mm-hmm. people get a pass with things and other people don't. And it's not, you know, because I know if me and you did something like that, we'd be in, you know, we'd be in hell and high water, man.
Oh,
so
man.
It's just not right, man. And it's sickening. And just to always, every day, turn to your local news, or you turn to the feed, you go to any of these news outlets, and you see people of color being violated. Every day, and every now and then we'll see a win for us, but what we deal with on the daily, and what we see, what we're bombarded with, the images, it's not healthy, man. And it just shows that, you know, basically we have a long way to go, and we just got to keep fighting. And that's people it. Need to realize that it's the only way stuff is going to stop is if people take a stand, you know.
And that's the thing, man. It's like, she's going to walk away. Like, to me, there's no lesson learned. You know, she gets kicked out of school. Okay, so mm-hmm. what? There are hundreds of thousands of other schools in this country. She's going to get into somebody else's school. Even if she got to go the junior college route and then work her way back to university, that's it. She's still okay. She's still okay, man. And so the young lady's, excuse me, Village, the young lady's name that committed the crime was Brianna Brochu or Broche. I don't know how to say it. she was accused of literally rubbing used tampons and contaminating her roommate's living spaces. Like, that's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
That's absolutely disgusting. But she won't be charged with a crime. Like, that's what blows me away about all this. Like, I get it. She's kicked out of school, but there has to be much more for this. And like mm-hmm. you said, if the roles were reversed, it would have been a hell of a lot worse. It would have been a hell of a lot more publicized than what this is. And that's my honest opinion. You know, I don't give a damn about, you know, I try not to dive too deep into the racial aspect of it, but man, but call a spade a spade, you know? Don't sit up here and say that this wouldn't have been a bigger issue if the shoes were on the other feet. That's all I'm trying to say. So, you know, for this fact that this young lady to be walking away scot-free, it literally shows where we're at as a society. It shows that. And we have so much further to go. We have so much more to do. And until that happens, man, you're going to see incidents like this. You're going to see more stories like this. And it's just truly unfortunate that this young African-American student, she went through what she went through. But to me, she got a little bit of justice. At least the young girl is not in the same school. You can at least say that, you know, if that means anything to anybody. So that's one takeaway from all this. Slink, you got anything else, man, before we move on? I just want to briefly touch on that and go from there, man, because it's a crime, but she wasn't charged with a crime. So
yeah, it's a crime.
She walked away. There it is.
It's definitely a crime. I'll keep it short on this last little bit about it. But the one thing I was just thinking about right here, the second that came in my head is like really think about it. Like, you know, the things that young lady did, you know, she's still going to get chances, man, in our society. Mm-hmm. And to be honest with you, they are probably people. And I know it's probably not many, but they are people that give her a pass for that. That are like, okay, whatever. Or that see it as like, okay, whatever. It's, you know, she did it to, you know, whatever. They don't care. Like, just like agree with it and don't care and willing to get that person a pass. She'll get an opportunity. Watch and see. Somebody will give her an opportunity, probably just off of the basis of hate and what she did. Mm-hmm. She'll get an opportunity because of that, because those type of people stick together. So there are people that are like, they like what she did. You know they are. I mean, because you've seen, you know, Charlottesville, you've seen all this other kind of stuff. So, you know, I know that there are people out there that, I hate to say it, but they loving what she did.
Yeah, you know? That's the crazy part, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there are a lot of people that stand up to that. And it's not just people of color, you know? I mean, there are people that are decent people, just in general, just decent human beings that are like, man, this is some bull. You don't do that to people, you know?
Yeah.
So, but I wish that we wouldn't have to, conversations lots of times wouldn't have to end on that, wouldn't have to go there. You know what I mean? Like, okay, it's the color thing. But it is that. It's our society, man. It's so ingrained in it. I mean, it's to nauseam. That's how ingrained it is in our society. You know, and the people that call it that said the village is bull is garbage or whatever, or lesser than everybody is welcome to their own opinion, you know. But
look,
this is on another level. This is on another level, and they don't like what we're talking about. They don't like us outing it. They don't like us being so blatant and blunt about it. Well, shit. It's been blatant and blunt put on us and put on folks. And I'm just tired of it. And my point is, like, to the rest of my life, I'm not going to have a feeling inside of my heart where I'm not doing shit. And I'm not fighting. So at least I know that when I go out from this place that, you know, I gave it my all. I gave it a fight. I'm not perfect. I'm not up here better than nobody else. I made a lot of mistakes as a man and as a person, but I could at least own up to that and say, hey, you know what? But I want to live in a better world, and I want stuff better for the people around us, man, and for our families. I mean, they deserve that. Mm-hmm. This country deserves it, man. This country has its great potential. You know, so us, you know, if the courts don't hold people accountable, you know what? We can do it. We can hold that young lady that did that, we can hold her accountable.
Mm-hmm.
And by us doing that, we have social media. We have ways to hold people accountable.
That's it.
We could always keep it in everybody's mind of what you did.
Yep.
We could always keep that going. And believe it or not, it could be 2, 3, 4, 5 years. We could still keep bringing it up. We could still put you in whatever conversations. We keep doing it. We can make anybody you work for, we can make them really uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. We could boycott. We could do a lot. It's a lot of things that people could do. I wish people would realize that, man. Like, look, we got power, man.
We do.
People use it, and they see the power. They'll use it for the wrong way. They'll do some messy shit. Some gossipy TMZ. What's the other joint in the hood? What was it? What's that other shit? That other bullshit that everybody be on? You know what I'm talking about, Kev? What's that, man? I usually be all that bullshit and them fights and all that crazy shit.
Oh, World Star.
That bullshit right there. I don't remember the name of that shit. That's just bullshit. And y'all call me whack. If you're a brother or sister, you hear me calling that shit bullshit. It's straight up bullshit. And y'all mugs that run it, y'all full of fucking shit.
It is.
Because that's proliferating bullshit. We don't have time for that. It's about getting serious, man. You know, but let's get on to the next subject. But it all goes hand in hand, Kev.
Mm-hmm.
You know? That's how it's easy for us to get off topic and go on a tangent, because it all goes hand in hand.
It all does. And I ain't gonna lie, that World Star, man, look, the fact that I'm saying their name, they get no pub for me, man. I don't check none of this stuff out. I think I may have liked the Facebook page, and I've gone to the Facebook page and just literally been like, do y'all really see what you're doing? Like, do you really understand what you're doing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's my thoughts on that. So Villa, let's move on to this next topic here. This next topic here, we got, you know, Slink, GOP kind of political, kind of some social aspect here, but millions of kids might lose their health care because Congress dropped the ball. And I'm going to read this article to you that I got out of the Huffington Post. Congress failure to renew a program that provides health care to low-income children by year's end could cause almost 2 million kids to lose their coverage as soon as next month. Now, there's an extension in. There was an extension put in today. It'll carry the government from being shut down, I believe, January 20th or 21st. I don't remember the exact day. But you got to think about these programs, man. There are with this tax bill coming into play, you know, how many people are going to be affected? Excuse me. How many people are going to be affected, right? And now we're starting to see 2 million children could be affected. I mean, myself as an adult, man, it's whatever. You know what I mean? I'm blessed enough. You're blessed enough. We can go to the VA hospital and be seen.
Yeah.
No big deal. But there are people, right, who these young kids, they don't have that option. It's either they get these programs, they get the help they need through the government, or they're screwed. Now, I'll admit, and I'll sit here and say this, there are other programs out there. But this one seems to have been very, very good for the people that it was already serving, right? Mm-hmm. So why take something away from somebody? Why deny somebody the best health care they can possibly receive? And that's what I'm taking from this. You gotta, health care is not, you know, how much money you make. Healthcare is, you're a human, let me take care of you. And that's how I look at it. So that's why I don't mind paying a little more in taxes. I'll pay an extra 10, 15 cents on my milk if I know that the my neighbor next door can go into a hospital and be seen and be taken care of. You got to look out for the man next to you, man. That's what people think they fail to realize is if they don't take care of the man next to them, you know, you never know. You could actually be the one that's affected. You are the one that could actually lose your life because of some health care. We don't know. You know, you go into work, you get fired, you lose your health coverage, and then what?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's people need to think about that. So, Slink Man, what are your thoughts, bro? Go ahead.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Kevin. Anything can happen to anybody. You never know when you can be in those shoes. I mean, we all, you know, there's things that sometimes in life we just can't foresee. And these challenges, and the challenges come, and health is one of the things, you know, and it's very important. And it's something that's a basic human decency, a basic human need, I think, that we could provide for each other. All the tax dollars, and like you say, I don't mind paying a little bit in taxes. I have no problem with taxes. Taxes are needed. I mean, it really is. That's how our country functions. I mean, but the thing is, use the taxes wisely.
Exactly.
And use them to take care of our countrymen and our children, which is our future. Now, you make any, you know, you passing laws and bills that affect, they say, well, you think about the entirety of the country, and you think about percentages, it's only a small percentage out of the whole pop. But it's still somebody that's being that's being screwed. And if you can't make stuff that helps everybody in every sector of our society, well, shame on you. You have a self-interest for those other folks, and you don't care about these other folks if you leave them out. And that's the way I see it. You have it's just something that everybody can have.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stop being so stingy, man. And think about our country, man. And think about we're only as strong as our weakest link. I mean, and that is true with everything. And people look at things on such a small level most of the time. And sometimes we have to get outside of the box and think of things bigger than ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
And understand that, you know, it's very important, vital for us to the things that I see that our country should be focused on is healthcare for one, because our population is aging. And also besides that, another thing is we got I'm drawing a blank. The healthcare is the main thing, but education, you know, those two things, right, to me, when it comes to the future, healthcare and education is a strong pillar of our society, and we need that. I mean, it's something that we should be investing hugely in. I mean, it's like investing in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my neighbor is my countryman, and that's investing in my neighbor is investing in me. And I would like my neighbors to see me as the same. You know what I mean? And it's like we take care of each other. I mean, you know, I mean, we're not saying like, okay, we'll just give you a handout. And that's what they would talk about. Handouts. It's not that. It's mm-hmm. not that. It's hand up, not a handout. Exactly. Sometimes people fall upon bad times and they need these services.
Exactly.
Sometimes people are just born into just the most horrible situations. It's not their fault
mm-hmm.
that things happen a certain way. You know, they pick yourself up by the bootstraps. That's bullshit. Sometimes people are constantly picking themselves up, and opportunities are just far few and in between.
Mm-hmm.
For real, it all depends on where you're lucky enough to be, kind of where it falls at, like the dice just roll. And lots of times it just doesn't fall in everybody else's favor. Exactly. Who we got right there?
That's
Andrew. Yeah, I see. That's right. It's the lottery bird. And a lot of us, we don't have that. You know, and you have, like, exactly. You can't. You have no choice. You know, so it's like, you know, I have no problem with it. And my means aren't the greatest. I can't provide for so many people. I have a family. I have kids. But I'm still, you know, I'm still willing to say, hey, you know, taxes, whatever. Hey, it's helping our countrymen, mm-hmm. this elderly person. That's my elder. I don't know them. I see them. They could be they could be purple. They are my elder. When I see them, I'm giving benefit of the doubt. I don't know what your background is. I just know that I'm thinking of you just plain blank slate as a person that's my countryman, and that's a good person ahead of me.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I see people. Until you show me that little inkling that you, hey, I'll be careful with you. Other than that, my mind says when I see people is just to be straight blank, and that they haven't did shit to me. So I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. Now that's on you to do what you're going to do with that as the other person's other half.
Mm-hmm.
But my thing is like, and I think that people should see people like that, man. I don't see you as a threat. I see you as an asset. I see you as a person doing what you need to do.
Exactly.
I mean, you should take care of each other. I mean, it's simple as 10 cents out of each one of our pockets.
Man,
it's little. It's so many of us. It's that little. These people are really greedy, y'all. We have to. We can't let them. You know.
Mm-hmm.
We got to take control of things, man.
That's right. All right. So furthermore, in this report, man, the report is also saying that Georgetown University Center for Children and Families, the health program there expired nearly 2 months ago. This program covered about 9 million children in the U.S. 9 million, right? That's a huge amount of kids that lose services. And Village, let's step away here for a quick second and think about it from this perspective. Right? Look at it from this perspective. This isn't just medical. There are young people that have mental health issues, mm-hmm. right? Now we have a generation of young people that are not going to get those mental health services. This is all tied in together, right? We have a generation of young people that could need life-saving medications. It's not just, when they go to the hospital, they need help. Some of these young people have ongoing healthcare needs. Mm-hmm. Ongoing. Probably for the rest of their lives, some of these people. Yeah. Right? If we pull this kind of help from them now, we're screwing them. Mm-hmm. We're screwing these kids.
So callous. So callous.
It is. And especially when, if you guys have actually read this GOP tax bill, man, you know, Republicans, please miss me with this. You know, if y'all really sit down and read it, especially if you're a low-income Republican, like, you're, this isn't helping you. I hate to be off topic, but it's not helping you. It's not. And folks need to realize that. You know, we're talking about a lot of people are going to be hurt and affected by this. And right now we're seeing our youngest, our children, our babies that are going to lose their health coverage. So, you know, it's a damned if you do, a damned if you don't situation, man. All I can say is I hope these young people, I pray that somehow this program keeps going. It gets funded, this, that, and the third. Slink, what else you got for this one, man, before we move on, bro?
Man, I don't really have too much on it. I love the way you broke that down and how you put all the dots together and showing people how these things, how it all works together. You know, it all works together. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that people have to realize, you know, all these pieces are working together. And it's all one grand thing that we have to fight, that we have to fight. I mean, it's systematic. You see what they're attacking, it's blatant. They plan us for a fool. You think that we're stupid. That's just the way I see it. It's insulting the way they're doing, the way they're going about things, and the things that they're rolling back and that they're touching. Mm-hmm. You know, and the pictures that I see them, man, it almost looks evil how they're smiling in those pictures, man.
Right.
High five and dapping and all this stuff and just screwing people.
Yeah,
like just screwing people, man. The devil needs to look in the mirror, man.
Look, and that's the thing, man. It's literally like y'all are just loving what's happening to these people, and there's nothing that can be said or done to make you look differently, because at the end of the day, it's about the money, and I get it.
Yeah,
you know, but I'm not greedy, so I guess I don't get it. I'm not a greedy. Yeah. I don't like greed, right? For me, and just quickly, I'll say this: do I want to be rich off of the podcast? Of course, I want it to be successful. I want Slink to be successful. I want Angie to be successful. I want Chance to be successful, right? But with all that money comes responsibility to help those around you come up. And that's what people need to realize. When you come up, you have a responsibility to put a hand back down and pull somebody up with you. I think you have a responsibility as a human. Once you get to a certain level, you have to reach your hand back down and pull somebody up with you. And that's what it is. You know, if you're successful, guess what? I'm successful. If Angie is successful, I'm successful. If Chance is successful, I'm successful. That's how it works, man. Welcome to the village. That's the premise. Mm-hmm. You know? I don't want to hate on nobody, man. Just when people tell me, "Oh, the podcast sucks," I'm like, "Cool. Thanks for listening."
Yeah.
you know,
it's all just hate. Man.
At least
it's
you listened. You listened. Thanks.
You listened. Huh? It's all hate. We'll take it.
Good
we know
or bad.
We're doing something.
Exactly. We're doing something.
There's going to be a lot of people going to be talking about they don't like us pretty soon. I'm telling you. There's going to be a lot of people that like the damn dudes. But we're putting it out there in the truth. I don't care. I'm not afraid.
No, me either.
There's only one thing, and it's the man upstairs. That's it.
That's it.
I'm going to keep on saying, keep on preaching.
That's it, man.
Keep on doing it.
All right, let's move on here to this next topic, man. This next current event. Let me go ahead and close that out. This next current event here, and this is one I really wanted to get Angie on, but she didn't have a voice. Puerto Rico won't have power fully restored until May of 2018. I mean, Jesus, that is just...
That's the longest time, man.
That is horrible.
Man, that's 2017. It was 2018, man. Come on, man.
And you know what's crazy, man. Bro? In my mind, I tried to justify it a little bit. I was like, okay, well, you know, this article came out in the end of December. It's tap dancing on January. You know, it's 5 months, okay. But I'm like, that wouldn't happen in a major U.S. city, right? Los Angeles probably wouldn't have that kind of issue. San Diego wouldn't have that kind of issue. But because Puerto Rico is a forgotten child, that's what they're going to be dealing with. That's what's going to happen. They're the forgotten ones. And people don't realize that they're a part of us. And people truly forget that Puerto Rico is a part of us. It's part of the U.S. It's a U.S. territory. It's but the key word, U.S.
U.S.
United States. It's a part of us. You know,
they're part of the fabric of this country. I mean, the culture. I mean, we're in California, and here we feel their presence in our culture. Mm-hmm. Come on, man.
Especially in San Diego. I mean,
everything, man. They're part of what's going on in this country, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, from the flavor, they're part of the hip hop. They're part of all this, man. Mm-hmm. I mean, so it's like those are our countrymen, man. I mean, forget if they're not on the mainland. That is our countrymen, and treat them as such. Come on, man. We owe them that, man. Mm-hmm. That was a colony. And so a colony. Any place that is called a colony, you know what that means? There was a country that was over them and reaped everything from them and drained them like a damn onion. And drained them like a fruit, excuse me. They drained them like a fruit. Everything they could get, every little bit of juice out of onion they can get. You know, onion don't have much juice in it. And that is how colonialism works. So to me, you owe those folks. We're in modern times now. It's time to rectify the things that you've done in the past. That's part of owning up, you know. I mean,
that's it.
Oh man, it's just it connects so many things. We can just keep going on and on with it. It's just like, man, it's pathetic, man. It's like, come on, y'all. We're bigger than this, and we're better than that, man. That's like leaving our fellow countrymen behind, man.
That's it.
That's nothing for us to take care of that, man. Mm-hmm. You took care of Texas. You took care of all these other places.
Exactly.
Every place. You know, you took care of Texas. Texas has a huge economy, man. That's the second. That state makes they're in a close second because California blows it out the water. But they're the second, probably. I mean, so that's why, you know, you saw how quick it was they got that city up and running and cleaned up down there. And I'm glad they did because I got folks down there in Houston and down there in Texas. I love Texas. I love everything about this whole country. But Puerto Rico deserves the same, too.
Exactly.
They deserve the same.
They deserve the same.
They do it with little, too. They do it with little down there, and I know it. And so they deserve the same, man. So it's bullshit, man, you know?
Yeah. And that it is, bro. But just to, you know, just to touch on some of the highlights of this article that I found. So basically, the island's governor has promised to restore power to 95% of residents by December. But officials now say the island won't be fully up and running until much later. You know, and they're showing pictures of the elderly sitting in, you know, in their homes. And it's just they use the netting because obviously the mosquitoes and all kinds of things like that. It's bad, you know. Mm-hmm. Like I said, if this were a major U.S. city, like you said, Houston, if Los Angeles, San Diego, you know, a major U.S. city, this would have been done much faster. But because it's the island of Puerto Rico, they're the forgotten ones. They pay taxes, yet they can't vote for the president. That's a whole nother argument in itself for me.
That's
a whole nother argument in itself. Like, you can pay taxes, but you can't decide on who the president's going to be.
Isn't that something?
That
I was telling my son about clauses.
Slink.
That's a clause.
You can pay taxes.
Yeah.
But you can't decide who the president's going to.
Yeah. There's some other unfair economic, what do you want to call it, mechanisms in play, too, that really put them at a disadvantage, too. It's lots. So, and it's out there. This is not something that's, you know, that I'm just making up. It's out there. It's they're really at a huge disadvantage, you know. And it's like it's like they've been used up. It's basically what it is. It's at a huge disadvantage. I mean, you can't tell me even before this storm, that power grid on that island was so antiquated.
Mm-hmm.
That's a part of our country that shouldn't have even been.
No,
that shouldn't even have been.
No,
we as a nation have donated nuclear reactors to other countries, and we're making these deals and this and that, and we can't take care of our own just to help fix that the electrical grid and to fix the infrastructure of that of a small island, you know, a great island. I mean, but that to me, that is something that we shouldn't even be talking about right now. That's something that we shouldn't be debating about. It's something that we shouldn't have conversations about this kind of stuff.
No,
it's a part of taking care of your own.
That's automatic, man.
You know, it's a part of taking care of your own. Yeah, it's automatic, baby. It's part of taking care of your own. It's taking care of family.
That's it.
You know, we have to look at each other as that. That's family.
We're
family. You know, and it's going to be to the point where we're going to have to really embrace these people are doing so much in this world, and they're turning everybody against us. I just saw some stuff today. You know, they think that they could just. It's like we're. It's like it's not us. It's these people that we have that got voted in. They're basically trying to bully everybody now. They're bullying our own adversaries. They're like, whatever. You don't give us this money. If you guys, we're looking at. You saw that shit. We're looking at whoever country signed off on that shit. There's 1 to 20 of you guys. You sign off on it on this. It's almost like a referendum. You signed off on it on this. You're basically against the us.
The U.S.
The
Oh, hold on here.
Making it the capital. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I lost you for a quick
Israel,
second.
Making Israel the capital, Israel, Jerusalem. And so it's like you have, it's at the point where they're like, you know, we don't care about what your opinion is the rest of the world. So it's going to come a point where it's just going to be us. We're going to be really isolated. And that's what it is. And so you better start thinking about of your neighbors and your next and everybody else is family, because it's just you're isolated. And people don't realize that we're part of the world's family, and you don't see it because we're just going by our daily lives. But everything is connected now, the way the world is now, with technology, the banking systems, everything.
Yes,
this could make the price of things that you need to live and to do things in your life, the basic necessities. It could make things really uncomfortable, make things expensive. I mean, things go off of the price of oil.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's still, I mean, we're moving towards all these renewable energy sources and utilizing the sun and wind and solar.
But it's not coming fast enough.
We're not there yet. We still have to. We still have to utilize what we have now. Technology. Everything that we use, it kind of goes into tune with that, from plastics to the stuff that we're using right now, this microphone, everything. So the world is really more intertwined than people really think. And so we have to realize that, hey, man, we got to take care of each other, because it's forced on our throat now that we have to take care of each other. So we might as well get on and start doing this shit now.
And start doing it right.
Yeah.
Just start doing it right, man. That's it right there. Just do people right. Do people, like that golden rule of do people the way you want to be done. That's it. That's what it really boils down to, man. Just do folks the way you want to be done. That's it. Plain and simple, man. And that's the philosophy right there. I can't turn my nose up at somebody that's struggling, because I know what it's like to struggle. And I guess what it really boils down to is, if you've never really struggled, maybe you don't understand.
Absolutely.
Maybe that's what it is. Maybe you don't understand. Like, I've threatened my kids so many times, bruh, because they spoil. You know, the kids are spoiled. You know, they didn't come up like we came up.
Oh, yeah.
You know, kids are spoiled, you know? So I tell my kids, you know, I'll take them down to 16th and K and make them work and pass out food. I want them to understand that if mommy and daddy lose their job or something goes wrong, we could end up here. You don't know. You don't know somebody's situation. You know, you got these fancy shoes and all this stuff going on, man. Look, I'm going on a tangent, forgive me, Village, but what I'm trying to say with all this is, we can't let our citizens down. They are citizens of our of this country. Just because they're far out there in the middle of nowhere, or what you think is the middle of nowhere, it does not mean that they are not a part of us. They are a part of us. I'm over here reading Angie's tangent.
I'm going back and forth. I'm kind of trying to talk to her a little bit.
I'm back and forth between Facebook Live and the Village Facebook page as well. I'm mostly on my personal page, just checking out, see who's on there. But that's it, man. Like, look, at the end of the day, Slink, at the end of the day, they are a part of us. We are a part of them. Mm-hmm. We can travel to Puerto Rico. They can travel here. Why? Because they're U.S. citizens. Mm-hmm. U.S. citizens that can pay taxes but can't vote for the president. Okay, I'm still on that one. So anyways, Village, let's move on here, man, to some knee-jerk reactions, man. I got some good ones for you. I got some really, really good ones. Do I even want to go there with this one? Do I want to do this one? Okay, let's go. Let me do it. I'll go ahead and do it, man. Okay. The Root. Got this story from The Root. And this was when this, if you guys haven't seen the video of Sean Combs, he was reading something in regards to buying or discussing purchasing the Carolina Panthers, right? The owner of the Panthers was accused of some kind of sexual misconduct. I'm not sure of the details of that, but he hopped on Facebook, did a Facebook Live video from what it appears, and he basically was like, look, I'm interested in doing this, you know, let's get together and let's figure this out, you know. And he said, I would surely go and pick up Kaepernick, not just because, but for healthy competition with Cam Newton, though I think Cam Newton to get him, but still, you know, it's healthy competition. And so there was a news reporter, apparently somebody had called in to the news station, and the guy calls in and he's basically like, yeah, you know, I watched the video, and he said he looks like he smoked a blunt and drank a 40. TV anchor apologizes for comments made after Diddy offers to buy NFL team. You know, like, Sean Combs is a multimillionaire. He's had many successes in life, both as a singer, rapper, performer. He's done some acting. He's opened up businesses. If you guys were Sean John, look, I got some Sean John. You know, that's him. You know, vodka, all that stuff. This is a hardworking man, but white America got upset. He wanted to, he now wants to own a football team, rightfully so. He has the money, and somebody comments, he looks like he smoked a blunt and drank a 40. That's what comes out of your mouth.
That's the belittling and the, because this is a black man, castration of a black man. It doesn't really matter how much money. We all know that. You know where I'm about to go with it. Yeah. It doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
You know, but I hope he follows through with that. I mean, and gathers all those guys up and get that ownership group together. And we put their asses to test. And that's going to really show you that money's going to say, hey, what now? We got that money, got the ownership group. What now? Why don't you guys want us up in here? It's okay if our brethren out there bash their heads into a wall and they, you know, by the time they like my age, they're going to, you know, and I'm a young man, by the time they're my age, they're going to be invalids. And these guys, you know, but they're doing it because, hey, I got to do it for my family. You know, it's a noble cause. They're like, they know what they're up against. I mean, they know what they're doing it for the love of it, for the love of their families. That's what they're doing that shit for. They love the game, but they're doing it for the love of their families. Because you can't tell me somebody know that they're going to hurt their bodies permanently. It's a end game where you're going to get hurt. There's no doubt about it. It may not be up here in the head and the brain. May not be the, what they call it. not TBI, but the encephalopathy. Encephalopathy.
Yeah, something like that. It's a not traumatic brain injury, and it's on the tip of my tongue, but it's the one that Aaron Hernandez had.
Yeah, all that. Stuff. A lot of them have it. Yeah. You know, from all the little, from the tinier hits. It's not really from those big giant jarring hits. It's from all of the accumulation of the little bitty tiny hits over time. Yep. But to stay on track, it's like I'm glad that they're doing it. And also too, you know, they know that Colin Kaepernick wants to be a part of that ownership group. And
he sure does.
Puff's going to include him in it. You know, so I'm going to support that. I think that's going to be my new team.
I'm gonna
switch up. Or at least throw him in there with my team because that's something I gotta back that man. You gotta have somebody up at the top that represents that when the guys that are down there busting butt and working hard at the worker bees, that's somebody that they identify with them too.
Mm-hmm.
It's not fair that that just doesn't look good. Think about that. You have this group of ownership, these old white guys that's controlling this thing. It's old mentality, old money, all this old, you know. And you got these young majority. How many? What do you think the percentage of African Americans playing in football? It's got to be at least 85% of the players out there are black.
I don't know. Yeah, it's got to be up there, man.
It's 85% of them.
I'm a low ball it and say maybe 70-75. I don't know top of my head.
Even if it's 50, Kev, that's a lot. Mm-hmm. And so those people should still have somebody up at the top that represents them too. Exactly. That looks like them too. Man, you can't do it. We're a huge economic driving force in this country to say we're only 13%.
Mm-hmm.
We're huge.
Huge.
So you can't tell me that we have buying power. So it's like, you know what? You're gonna respect that. And so this is the way we go about that. This is how we go. Okay, this is the only thing that works with you guys. You guys are greedy as shit. Only thing that works with you guys is money. That's all you care about. You care about money that's based on nothing.
Yeah.
And that's the stupidity of it all.
So, Slick, let me throw this at you, bro.
Yeah, what you got, bro?
I don't think it's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen, him getting this opportunity to buy the team.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen. I just don't think it will.
Robot.
However, San Diego has an opening.
Yeah.
San Diego has an opening.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. We don't have a football team. Houston, the Oilers left, became the Houston Texans, if I'm remembering that correctly. And now how it worked out.
And they went to Tennessee.
And
then they got the team in Houston.
San Diego needs a football team. We got the land. We got that land out in East Lake. That land's still sitting there.
Yep.
Hey.
Still sitting there. It's waiting.
It's waiting. It's
waiting to be developed.
It's waiting to be developed. This is just a huge city. There. San Diego.
I remember one time we were like number 5. I mean, I don't know. We somewhere, we're in the top 10. This city is huge, folks.
It's a huge city.
If you're on the East Coast and somewhere else and you're watching us and you haven't been to California and you haven't been to San Diego, I'm just going to tell you like this. This city is huge, man. I'm from New Orleans, been to Houston, been to all these other cities, been all over this country.
So
it's not the biggest, but it is spread out. The entire the municipal area, the whole metropolitan area, it is huge. Yep. It goes from the Mexican border all the way up to damn near to Orange County, basically, to almost LA. That is big, man. And then it goes inland.
Yep.
I just came from in the snow the other day. And that's only a couple hours from my house. My dude was skiing and skiing. Skiing and on snowboards, and came home, could go chill outside the back in a tank top.
That's it.
That's how big it is where we live. Tell them.
Right. For real. Ain't no place like SD. There's nowhere like San Diego, bro. Nowhere.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. I go off on a tangent.
Hey, that's what we do.
I just have to do that so you guys could see how everything is. How it's tied together.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I go. People like that are like that. They're like, "Boy, you go off on some tangents." But I was like, "I do." But you got to hear me. You got to feel me. I'm putting the dots together for you. I'm not just gonna give it to you plain and just give it to you and just leave you. No, I'm gonna give you a little bit more, and we go back and forth with it because I'm willing to learn too. I mean, you know,
that's it. All right, man. So I'm hoping he gets it. If it doesn't happen, then, you know, we'll go from there. All right.
Yeah, I'm praying. But I'm just saying,
I ain't gonna lie, bro. If he doesn't get it, man, I'm just saying, Puff, if you see this, bruh, SD, I'm just saying.
Yeah, man. SD,
we got,
Puff.
We got the weather. We got the land. Just saying.
SD, Puff. With Puff's business acumen, man.
Dude.
And me personally, if I was one of those old dudes, I'd be like, bring him in. Mm-hmm. This dude knows how to do it.
How to make money.
Shrewd businessman.
Mm-hmm.
This dude, and you know he's got obstacles. That boy's got obstacles. He's a grown man. That man has obstacles to hop over just by being a person of color. And I'm not throwing the card out there, guys. You know, realistically, there are a few more obstacles that he has to go through. I mean, especially in the beginning. Now, that's different. He's the man. But back then, yeah, to get where he's at, he had to go through some obstacles. So the man is savvy. He's shrewd. And I couldn't see them not that. But that's how pig-headed they are.
Mm-hmm.
That's how stubborn and pig-headed these guys are to keep that money in that little between those little that small crew of guys. Mm-hmm. Right. And to keep the circle closed, not let somebody else in there, you know. But the man is real shrewd and he can only make that league better. And he can bring the diversity to it. Probably it's a diversity thing, too. And a lot of these fans that you lost, you can get some of these fans back. You know? I mean, really. You could. So
it's very possible, man. Very possible. Yeah. Look, like I said, SD is
ready. Eyes are hard.
SD is ready. That's all I'm saying. Next story here, man. You know, this is one that I'm like, cool. I mean, I don't mess with this particular brand anyway. But, John Shatner out as Papa John's CEO weeks after NFL comments. I don't really mess with Papa John's. Truthfully, whatever, you know. I don't know, man. Like, what are your thoughts about this? Because truthfully, I don't really give a damn. But I thought it was interesting. He's out after the NFL comments. That's what it took. You know, not the fact that you have a shitty...
Don't mess with their money.
Not the fact that you have a shitty product.
The piece of sales is down bad, too. Like 38%.
Yeah. So that's what I was looking at. I'm sitting here like, okay, cool. All right, let's read a little bit of this here. This article came out earlier today. Papa John's founder John Shatner will step down as CEO next month. After about 2 months after he publicly criticized the NFL leadership over national anthem protests by football players, comments for which the company later apologized. Shatner will be replaced as chief executive by Chief Operating Officer Steve Ritchie on January 1st. The company announced Thursday. Shatner, who appears in the chain's commercials and on its pizza boxes and is the company's biggest shareholder, remains chairman of the board. So basically, he's going to be making that money. He just won't be the face.
Exactly.
You know, he won't be the face. You know, he's still going to get his cut.
How some people punishment is still beneficial to their asses.
Right.
Isn't that something?
Right. He's still going to get paid.
Let me mess up and I'm getting Lucci. Like that. Come on now.
Yeah. At the end of the day, he's still going to get cut a big check. Not a little check, a big check. All right?
You know it.
He just ain't got to. He just got to sit in the back of the boardroom and just play the fool. That's it. He gets cut a check. That's it, bro. Like, what a way to live. What a way to make a living. You mess up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for most people, when they mess up, major things could happen, right? But he messed up and said something stupid, and he'll walk away with a check.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's kind of a mistake only in America, man.
Mm-hmm. Only in America. That statement. All right, so let me see here. Do I got anything else for knee-jerk reaction here? Let me see here. I think I have one more. Let me see if this is even worth discussing. I think I'll just save this, man. Let's go ahead and hit some Village Idiots, bro. You ready? I got a couple of Village Idiots.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, man. So we're going to go ahead and I'm going to screen share with you guys because that's how we do Village Idiots now. All right, so here, and we're going to, come on, screen share. And so the beauty with working with these kids, man, some of these kids are like technicians, bro. So they're going to be able to really help us out.
That's what's up. So. They get it. I mean, those kids are, man, they are so swift, man. They're swift with it, man. They're so savvy, man. I give it to them. I learn a lot from the younger generation when it comes to technology, man. My little dude be teaching me stuff all the time. I'm like, whoa.
All right. Woman gets funny henna tattoo, but can't get it off. She has the words no regrets. Here it is.
It was supposed to be a fun family trip to Mexico for a couple from Willis.
But one of them came back with more than she asked for. Tell you what happened. Ashley Burke got a henna tattoo across her chest. There it is. It says no regrets. It's spelled wrong on purpose. It's a joke from the movie We're the Millers. She thought it would be funny since henna is supposed to be temporary, but she had a reaction to the henna, which she got at a resort in Cozumel, and a week later, the letters are still dark.
My husband black, never will be black. If anyone's ever offering you black henna temporary tattoos, it could have lasting effects.
Promising to cover any medical expenses
she may have. Well, that's good.
Oh!
You okay?
Bless her heart. I've been in Mexico. I've been on those family and friends who did it. It lasted for a while. Not like that, bless her heart. Not that size either. You feel none of her other family.
That is crazy.
I mean, can we really? I mean, do we really blame her in all this, though, Slink?
She know any better, man. She didn't know any better, man. She didn't know any better. I would never do. Hell with that.
Dude, I got tattoos. I got tats. Slink, I got tats. I went ahead and did it right, okay?
I did it right, too. I got the real deal. I'm like, man, that's crazy. Imagine what, no telling what's in there. She got like a reaction like that. You gotta be careful with that with henna and tattoos as well. I mean, because if you're not with somebody that's reputable, your body can have reactions to to these inks and stuff.
Yeah,
they really can, and you'll be screwed. I mean, because it's inks in you. You mean it'll mess your immune system up, all kinds of stuff. So you have to really be careful with these things.
Yes,
so
you do.
That's crazy, man. I feel bad for her. It's funny as hell, but I feel bad for her. She honestly didn't know, man. She's like, it's just henna. I've seen, my wife's got henna before on her hands. You go to henna parties and stuff. She come out there, have the henna stuff. They heard my daughter. I'm like, hey, okay, it's cool. No problem. It goes away. But, you see how some of these things are, man. Just, you ain't dealing with the right stuff, man. Mm-hmm. What'll happen to you?
Yeah, the wrong mixture or something, and that's it.
Yeah. Or just bad stuff, just not sanitary. Who knows, man? That's crazy, though. Damn. Regrets.
All right. Damn, next story here, bro. Next story. Let me go ahead and screen share with you guys. All right. A woman allegedly fakes seizure to avoid paying a damn near $1,600 tab. I've dined and dashed in my day, but I've never faked a seizure. That's not something that's in my wheelhouse.
Yeah, man, yeah.
So, Blanca Velasco pleaded guilty to 3 charges incurred due to skipping out on bar tabs, including one incident where she allegedly faked a seizure to avoid paying. She was then sentenced to 3 consecutive sentences of 21 days for each separate incident, a total of 63 days minus time already served during the White Court Provincial Court on December 12th. Crown Attorney, this is in Canada, so Crown Attorney Phil Lefouré said Velasco incurred $1,575 tab purchasing alcohol at an establishment. She then appeared to have a seizure, but a doctor later stated that did not occur. Oh. She does have a lengthy record. Lufede added. Defense attorney Crystal McMahon said the facts were admitted and submitted a guilty plea on behalf of Velasco. Wow. That, I don't know, man. Like, I don't know, bruh.
What the hell was she drinking?
Dog.
She was drinking Tommy. She was drinking Top Shelf for real. She was drinking that Louis or something. Bruh. She was drinking something that's like 200 years old. That's aged for like 200-300 years. She was drinking something that's. She ran up a bill like that?
15, dog. Damn near 1600 on some drink? On some drink?
Damn. She said, we got to get up out of this. Hold on. Start shaking.
She saw that
bill.
She saw that bill. And all her homegirls kind of turned their back on her. She was like, no, 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 baby. No, baby. No, boo-boo. No, boo-boo. No. You're going to pay this tab.
I'm going to get up out of this right here.
My goodness.
There's a lot of damn dishes to wash right there. How am I going to get out of this?
Oh, no. Boy, Angie's over here. Angie's in the chat. She says, oh, no. Well, you can have convulsions and it's not detectable. I used to have convulsions, but damn, girl. Angie, this was not a medical issue. She strictly was trying to get out of that bar tab. She had the Ciroc, the Louis, the everything else, and she ordered the buffalo wings.
Yes, and the buffalo wings on top too. Oh damn!
She probably had a real induced. And she said she had induced confusion because of stress.
Yes, indeed.
Oh, Angie, I wish you had your voice, boy. I wish you had your voice. Slink, between the two, man, who you got for Village Idiot, bro? And Angie as well, who you got for Village Idiot between the two?
Well, see, let's do Angie first, since she's been with us the whole night. Y'all gotta give her props, man. She's been rocking with us. She's not you don't see her on the screen, but I've been tapping keys with her this whole evening. So it's been a real good conversation. Love you, Angie. Let's see what Angie got going on first.
Who's your pick? Oh, she's the old man. I don't know.
So she feel bad for both. Yeah, me too, Angie. I mean, shoot, man, that's some tough stuff.
Yeah. For me personally, look, I think old girl is the Village Idiot, man. You know. The bar tab, like if you go to the club or whatever it is and you know you only got $50, you only drink $50.
Yeah.
That's it.
And matter of fact, you don't even drink that because you don't know what's going to happen. You leave a little bit, you may have to pay that little tip or something.
That's right. You got to pay that Uber.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? All that. Yeah.
So you got 50. You really got you about 30 to drink.
Yeah.
So that's about, depending on where you at, that's about maybe two or three drinks. Maybe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because drink will run you about $10 easy.
Yeah. So, for a good one, yeah.
I'm going with her. Slink, who's your pick?
I'm gonna go with that one too. You know, the young lady with the henna and her family and stuff. Yeah, I think it's funny too, but I think I feel really sorry. I feel sorry for both of them.
I do, but she
brought this for herself. She could have avoided this with the tab.
Yeah,
she'd be irresponsible. The other lady, she was. I can't say she was being irresponsible, but I think they probably should have thought that idea out a little bit more. But this one right here takes it for me. The woman with the fake seizures to avoid the $15.75 tab.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, same for me, bro. All right. Angie, and you can get a hold of Angie at dancingaurora@live.com, if I remember that correctly. Slink, how'd they get a hold of you, brother?
You guys, get a hold of me at Slink Grindstone. You can also check me out on SoundCloud. I have some updating that I'm doing on SoundCloud. I only have a couple songs on there now, a couple instrumentals. I have a lot of new material I'm going to be putting out, and I got some kind of crazy stuff going on with my account. So a lot of my feature stuff's not on there, and I have to clean all that stuff up. So, but you guys could, those are the two ways, the best ways to find me. But I'm also on Instagram, on the Slink Grindstone, and also you guys could find me on Facebook as well.
Okay.
Sleep Grind Show.
You guys can get a hold of me at Enlighten My Mind. And I'm also at Twitter. Also, the other Twitter account is at W2TheVillage. The show is now on the Google Play. So go check us out on Google Play. Grinding. That's it. I don't care how long it takes. I'm going to get there. So check us out on Stitcher Radio, iTunes, Podomatic, and Tumblr, and Google Play by searching for Welcome to the Village. If you simply subscribe to Crowdcast, you'll know when we go live. You'll get the notification. You come in. You come chat with us. Shoot your opinion. You know, and at some point, when the Crowdcast links get bigger, you know, I want to bring people on. Let them say what they got to say for a few minutes, little feedback action, and then we go from there. You can get a hold of us at 619-202-1562. You can shoot us a text message, or you can leave us a Google voicemail. Email us at welcometothevillage@gmail.com. Website's under construction, but it's welcometothevillage.wixsite.com/website. Promotion opportunities are available through Fiverr. Just search Welcome to the Village, the Etsy page. Type in W2TV. Get a hold of us. I mean, we slanging shirts, wristbands. This is, you know, I need an advertising budget. That's what I need. You know, I need to get an advertising budget. So anyways, Village, Slink, my brother, appreciate you always coming through. It's the holiday season, and my kinfolk is still like, yo, we'll ride for you.
Yeah, man. Damn. No doubt, man. This is what's up.
Damn.
This is what we do.
This is exactly what we do. Anyways, Village, as the saying goes, we love you. We thank you. God bless you. You guys have a great night. Bye, everybody.
See you guys later.